Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Matthew sent me a story, and this is a tragedy. Woman driving 155 miles per hour before deadly motorcycle crash on US 60 in Mesa, according to documents that have now come to light. AZFamily.com ran the story. Ben Bradley wrote it, and this all has to do with a woman in a car driving way too fast and hitting a motorcycle. And the motorcyclist died on the scene. And you wonder about a case like this and how tragic this is. But she's an 18-year-old, and she's been arrested in connection with a deadly motorcycle crash that happened on a Mesa highway earlier this month. Investigators believe that the 18-year-old was driving over 150 miles per hour before the collision that killed 46-year-old Michael Clark. I believe she was in a Corvette. Just after 10:30 p.m. on Tuesday, March 12th, a 2024 Chevy Corvette rear-ended a Harley-Davidson motorcycle in the eastbound HOV lane of US 60 near Dobson Road. Troopers say Clark then hit the concrete wall and was thrown from his bike. The driver of the Corvette pulled over and tried to perform CPR, but Clark died at the scene. So the driver there reportedly told troopers that she tried to stop when she saw the motorcycle, but couldn't slow down in time. Gee, I wonder why. According to court documents, investigators were granted a warrant the next day to download information from the Corvette's airbag control module. The data showed the Corvette was traveling at a speed of 155 miles per hour 5 seconds before the crash and 87 miles per hour at the moment of collision with the motorcycle. So the woman's been arrested and booked on one count of reckless manslaughter. Now, there's going to be some physicists in the audience. I'm sure there are. I've got pretty much, you name a profession, I've got one in the audience. And so if the vehicle is doing 155 miles per hour, but in 5 seconds dropped to 87 miles per hour, I suspect that's because she stomped on the brakes. Now, I'm sure it's going to have traction control and anti-lock brakes and all kinds of stability control and stuff, but I suspect that 5 seconds was literally her standing on the brakes and trying to bring the vehicle under control from 155 miles per hour. And so I don't know how that car would behave and for how long. I don't know how far it would travel in those 5 seconds because it was dropping in speed from 155 to 87. But the obvious problem here is she's doing 155 miles per hour. And she's 18 years old. Now, here's the thing. I got a driver's license the day I turned 16. I got my permit a couple months after I turned 15. And I've been driving for a couple years now. And I can tell you that a lot of people, especially younger drivers, and I admit I was the younger driver at one point in time too, don't understand the limits or where the edges are, right? With respect to how cars behave, especially at extremely high speeds, but also in bad weather, whether it's rain, whether it's icy conditions, whether it's snow, which we have here in Michigan. And I've heard all kinds of stories about kids, 16, 17, 18, who get in accidents and there's an extreme amount of speed involved. And I remember a famous story, I may have mentioned this one before, where there's some kids in a car on I-75 north of Detroit where the road kind of weaves around quite big angles. And this car went off the road and they did the math on it. And they're like, this thing was going like these kind of speeds. Gee, I wonder what happened. And of course, what happens out there where there aren't at that time, there were not lights on the freeway. It was a dark part of town. Is you're driving 150 miles per hour. And by the time you see something at the edge of your headlights, it's too late to react. You're driving faster than your headlights can be effective because they don't shine that far ahead at that speed. And I think what happened in the case I'm talking about was by the time the guy realized the road was going to go this way, it was too late for him to turn. It just launched off into the trees. So here, I dug up some earlier stories also from azfamily.com, and the crash shut down the freeway overnight. Because there was a man who died. And a lot of times, this, by the way, is something I learned from driving a tow truck. Fatalities are often more convoluted than a typical car accident because they've got to take all kinds of measurements and data from the scene before they clean it up. So I had the opportunity to tow vehicles from a fatality before. And they would actually tell me, I'm sorry, but you've got to wait because we got to do a bunch of stuff here. And they photograph everything and measure everything, and they look for, you know, marks in the road and so on. So this road was shut down overnight because of that. And the crash happened around 11 o'clock at night, and authorities say the 18-year-old driving the Corvette was speeding, and they now know that she'd hit speeds of up to 155 miles per hour. She had dropped it down to 87 miles per hour by the time of the collision. So the man did hit the wall after he fell off the bike, and the Corvette driver did pull over. So troopers say the Corvette driver stayed at the scene and was not injured. And so, again, it was shut down most of the night, but reopened around 4 a.m. But this is a great example, I think, where somebody gets in a Corvette, doesn't have a lot of driving experience, and thinks, wow, this Corvette will do 160, 170 miles per hour all day long. And so you're out there doing 155, and you're going, this is kind of cool. You know, how smooth this thing runs and how well it's doing this, and it's just purring right along. And all of a sudden, there's a motorcycle in front of you. And stomp on the brakes and see what happens, because that's the problem. And so, again, I admit, when I was a younger driver, I made mistakes too. I was lucky. I never got in any accidents or anything, but I had some close calls, but I knew some people who did get in accidents. And I remember hearing stories and seeing, you know, people I knew get in accidents, and a lot of it has to do with people not understanding what happens at extremely high speeds. Because not only is it harder, especially at night, to see what's in the road ahead of you, but bringing a car to a stop from 155 takes a little bit of distance. And nowadays, like I said, with anti-lock brakes and traction control and all these different stability things that are on cars, yeah, it might come to a more controlled stop than it would have back in the day when I was driving at the age of 18. But still, it's not going to stop instantly. So, you know, I've had people ask me, I've got a couple fast cars. People ask me, they go, Steve, how fast have you ever driven those cars? Because I've got a Viper and I've got a Cobra. Not just the models, I got the real things. And I'll tell you right now, to me, the fun part is not driving at the top speed. Okay? What's fun about those cars is the acceleration, how quickly they can get up to speed, and how they handle at good speed. So you can go through a roundabout a little bit faster in a Viper than you can in, I don't know, a Chevy Suburban, right? And so that to me is what makes them fun. Now, would it be fun to take it out someplace like on a you know, Air Force base or, I don't know, Bonneville Salt Flats and get it up to speed and see what it can do? Yeah, that'd be fun. Although Salt Flats would get the car salty. But it'd be fun. But that to me wouldn't be as much fun as simply driving around where you can just speed up and slow down. Just a lot. It's a lot different than a regular car. So to me, that's the fun part. But this is crazy. And you got to explain to people, if you're going to lend your car to a young person, and I don't know, for all I know, she bought this car with her own money. I don't know. But if there's somebody in your life who's got access to one of these cars, you've got to explain to them that just because it can do 155 doesn't mean you should be out there doing it. And by the way, let's suppose that she just simply blew by a cop with a radar gun. No injuries, no nothing. And the cop caught her. You know what that is? 155? We're talking reckless driving. That's a crime too. It's a misdemeanor in most states, and you can do jail time for it. So she's facing even more serious charges here because it's reckless manslaughter. So we'll see what happens. I'll follow the story. Matthew, thanks for sending it. Woman driving 155 miles per hour before deadly motorcycle crash on US 60 in Mesa, according to documents, and according to one of the black boxes on board that controlled the airbag. Ben Bradley wrote that. Questions or comments? Put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Everyone smiles in the same language.